You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. All week we've been getting stories about your view of the financial crisis and the government's response to it. Here's one.
I don't think it's a responsibility of the government to declare ahead of time where the problems lie. I don't believe it's with the subprime borrowers. I believe it's with the people that wrote derivatives against subprime mortgages, and that is what caused the collapse.
Is it the traders? Is it the banks? Is it the people who issue mortgages? Blame it on Canada. 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're talking about your stories and your reactions to what's going on Wall Street. Also, we want to know what your electronic footprint is. Greenpeace is raiding cell phones and other electronic devices for their greenness. My wife has already emailed me and said that I have the worst electronic gadget landfill footprint of any human being
on the
planet.
Well, we're going to get you to list that a little bit later. But right now, I want to talk about a really fascinating story, which has to do with an unprecedented study about multiple sclerosis. It's been released this week at the International MS Conference in Montreal. Now, MS, which is the chronic central nervous system disease, it was really once considered a disease that affected people mostly in Europe and North America. But researchers involved in this project, which is called the Atlas of MS, say that their work shows it's actually a global disease. Dr. Alan Thompson is joining us now from the conference in Montreal. He's the director of the Institute of Neurology in London, and he helped to coordinate this global research project. Good morning, Dr. Thompson.
Good morning.
So what did the study find out about the global prevalence of MS?
Well, I think the very point you've just made, in fact, we've looked at 112 countries across the world in every continent, and there is evidence of MS everywhere. This is truly a global disease, which, although it's more common in the Northern Hemisphere, is actually prevalent everywhere in the world.
Does it help at all point you in the direction of research to figure out the cause of MS?
Well, I think the cause has always been a great challenge, and I think this what the Atlas tells us is that it's far from straightforward, which I think we know, but that really we have to think about how we manage this condition worldwide and how we actually how we think about our research strategy so that we don't just focus on the countries with a high prevalence.
And how do you think that study, your study, will be helpful in creating policy?
Well, I think one of the key points that came out of the study was that no matter what country we looked at, the services and the way in which MS was managed could be improved upon. So there are messages here for every country, for North America, Europe, Africa, Australia. And the message really is that we have to look much harder at how we provide our services for people with MS, that we have to have a much more coordinated, joined-up service. Big issues like educating our health professionals so that they understand what multiple sclerosis is, that it affects young people in the primes of their lives, that it creates very complicated disabilities that we need to be able to manage. So there's quite a lot of key issues that comes out of this study.
Doctor, is there any uniformity in the way people with disabilities who have MS are approached in different places in the world?
Well, I mean, there is a huge variability in how they're approached, and I think you can look at countries like the United States and Canada, where services are very organized, but other countries which are developing are still struggling to set up their services, to even set up MS societies that would provide support and information for people with MS.
You know, I guess in looking at your study and having been familiar with MS and people with disabilities here in the United States. I mean,
yes.
This really does deepen the mystery of what causes MS. I mean, in a pretty profound way, it seems to me.
Yes, I think it does. Of course, we're also faced with the problem that now people travel a huge amount, so that we have migrating populations around the world. So it does make trying to identify rather simple causes, like something in the environment or something in our genetic makeup. It makes that much more complicated. I agree.
Well, you know, I guess the question really is MS likely to become an agenda item for the United Nations or in a sort of public health way, given this prevalence?
Well, I think the WHO is extremely interested in the condition and played a large part in this study with the MS International Federation. So there is a huge awareness. I think the biggest thing is the social and economic impact, because this is a condition which affects people in their 20s and 30s. It and then carries on for decades. It has a huge economic impact. So that if we can try and improve its management, and indeed this is now a treatable condition, and reduce disability, then we can greatly lessen that economic impact. So yes, I think it will reach that sort of world stage.
And to that end, Dr. Thompson, where is some of the more promising research taking place?
Well, I think one of the really great things that's happening is that there is also a very global approach to research and the key areas, for example, countries like United States, Canada, UK, Australia, that are working together to try and focus their research strategy. And some of the big areas would obviously be trying to stop MS. We want to work towards creating a world that's free of MS. So we really want to try and identify the cause and try and prevent it. Another big area is looking at trying to repair the central nervous system. This is not just relevant to MS, but but actually looking at people recovering from their disabilities, which would be a great step forward, but a very challenging one.
Dr. Alan Thompson, we thank you so much for your time. Dr. Alan Thompson is the director of the Institute of Neurology in London, and he was one of the doctors who oversaw and coordinated the Atlas of MS. Now we're going to Femi Oke, who's just turned up in the studio with some headlines.
Thanks, Adora. It is 28 minutes past the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.